Hey, everybody, this is Vanya from Trosper PR, and you're listening to the Tea with Trosper podcast, the show that serves you the tea and insider details of all things Nevada. Welcome back to Tea with Trosper. Today we are joined by a very special guest, our principal and CEO, Elizabeth Trosper. Liz, welcome to Tea with Trosper.
Thank you. It is a pleasure to be here.
It's been a while since we've had you on.
Well, you know what? That's a good thing, because then it gives our guests, our clients, and our friends an opportunity to share their viewpoints.
Definitely. But, well, for those of you who don't know, Liz has over 30 years of PR experience, and she founded Trosper Communications in 2010.
That is correct. It's been a bit.
Yes. So, let's start by, how are you today?
You know what? It's been a great day. I just came back from the Nevada Business Awards, put on by Nevada Business Magazine, and Connie and Tara over there do a stellar job. Their events are always on time. And it's just appreciated by business folk across the valley. And it was just a great experience.
That's awesome. I always have a great time whenever we go to their events.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about Mother's Day. I thought with Mother's Day coming up, we could chat a little bit about what it's like to be a working mom. But I want to go back to the beginning of your career. And I would love it if you could tell me.
I don't think we have time.
What were you doing when you had your first child, and how did that change your life and your work-life balance?
Well, I think, and this is across the board for most moms, you really don't know what to expect. You know that you enjoy your career, but you also know that you want to be a mom, and you want to be a good mom. And, you know, it's been a while. My son's, you know, older. So it was a different time, and it was harder to be a good mom then. You know, you didn't have the opportunities, you know, to lactate, you know, in a business setting. Or if you did, it was very limited. There wasn't, you know, and it was mostly working in a male-dominated industry. It's harder because there are so many other expectations that you have to live up to, you know, that are dominated by business. In today's environment, it's much more kinder for women. You know, it's much more respected to have that time, you know, to be a mom as well as a working professional. So different times, I'm glad to say, you know, that it's been an improved difference. And that's one of the reasons, actually, that I started my agency, is I wanted to provide an environment that was healthy, that allowed a balance between work life and home life, and being able to be good at all things. Because one of the things that I think a new mom, if I could give advice, is remember to be kind to yourself. You can't be all things to all people at all times. You can only be the best you. And remember to be kind.
Wonderful. I love that. And I do like that you talked about the opportunities that people have nowadays, you know, with, you know, breastfeeding in the workplace and all of those things that are a lot more modern. But even now, I don't have kids, but I know some of my mom friends, or friends who are moms, they talk a lot about just how it is a conversation before they even, you know, get pregnant. They talk to their significant others about what it's going to be like, how they're going to, if one of them is going to quit their job.
What are the shared duties?
Yes. And so what is that how things were back in the day? Or, like, what was your experience like when your first child came to be?
Well, see, my children are 11 years apart, so there was a difference in time. And I think with my son, it was women were much more expected to be the caretakers. Not that the fathers weren't involved, but it was just a different time, you know. And having, you know, my daughter 11 years later, you know, it's much more of a shared responsibility. It's much more of a give and take. And today, I think, again, we've come a long way in terms of being able to have much more, to, you know, and not to be expected to be everything.
Yeah. What about people that you saw around you? Did you see a lot of people, like, trying to balance that out as well? Or did you have coworkers who just, you know, when they became moms, dedicated themselves just to their home? Or,
you know what? It's funny you should mention that, because back then, nobody stayed home. You know, it also was a different social economy. Is, you know, there was a time where everybody had to work, you know, and there was a time where women who maybe stayed at home went back to work because it was a different economic, you know, time. So it took two parents' paychecks to raise a family. So there's a lot of bearing also, too, on when it's happening. You know, now I think mothers have a lot more opportunity to stay home or stay at home dads, whereas, you know, the woman can be the complete breadwinner in the family. You know, and I would say, you know, 20, 30 years ago, that was very rare. So there's also different dynamics. You know, I think we've matured, you know, as a society in terms of having more things available to us as women. And I think we see a lot more support among woman to woman. You know, we're more supportive of our sisters.
Yeah, definitely. No, and it is pretty interesting. I'm about the same age, a little older than your daughter. So, and I know back in the day, my mom, she was the main breadwinner, and my dad, he worked part-time, but he kind of stayed home with me a little bit more. So you kind of got to see a lot of, like, the different dynamics. And that's, I feel like, around the time that things started changing a little bit more, and it wasn't so much, like, you know, dad worked and mom was home with the kids. Like, everyone was working and contributing, and it's kind of been that way ever since.
Yeah, it is, to a large point.
Yeah. Well, you did answer a little bit of that question that I had about why you created your agency. And so it was part of that, like, well, first of all, let's go back. So you had Jeremy. And then I do want to know, as someone who doesn't have kids, if having a second one changed the dynamics a lot, or if it's kind of like once you have one, you can handle whatever.
It's easier the second time around.
Yeah.
Because you know what to expect. You know what's going to happen. You know, it's a lot easier. It's because a lot of things that it's the unknown. You know, I think that sometimes, you know, panic us or, you know, where we don't get things done. But when you know the second child, you know what's going on. So it's much easier.
Yeah. And the first one kind of helps you with the second one. And so,
well, I don't know about that, but Yes. But yes, they do.
Yes.
They do.
And so they were how old when you started your agency?
Oh, when I started the agency, because we're about 12, 13 years now. My son already had graduated from college, you know, but I started the agency more for myself. You know, like I said, I wanted an environment where I still love my job. I still love my career. I'm passionate about public relations. I'm passionate about, you know, changing mindsets and, you know, influencing in different areas, you know, that we practice. And I still enjoy it because every day is a different day. But I wanted to have an environment that was more of my control, you know, where, you know, we could take 2 weeks off at holidays, you know, that we could have, you know, national holidays, have summer hours and, you know, still do really good work and come together as a team, but yet have that time that you need as a family or an individual in order to have a social life that makes you a much more well-balanced person. And in the end, that adds to productivity. So I just wanted to create that type of environment, you know, and just be comfortable in what we're doing while we're doing it.
Yeah. Well, as someone who has worked for you for a year and a half, I can see you truly doing it all. I know how dedicated you are. You know, even though your kids are grown and they have kids of their own, you are always working, but also always just, you know, planning things for them or with them. And, you know, I know one of them lives far away, so you go visit them. And it's truly like, you know, it kind of like the work doesn't stop just because they're grown, right? Like, you continue to be a mom.
No, and I think I said that to somebody the other day. It doesn't matter how old your kids are. They are always going to be your kids, and you will always want to be, you know, with them. And you always, you know, you never stop worrying about them. Even though they're fine.
Yes. Or wanting to be with them and, yeah, and doing
things. Well, you enjoy
them.
I enjoy my adult children very much. And I enjoy my grandchildren even more.
Yes. And you have three of them.
Yes, I do.
Which, very different, all three of them.
Yes, they are.
All right. Well, I do want to know what advice you would give to someone like me, a working woman who might one day become a mom in the future.
You know what? I would just say, you know, you're going into it with your eyes wide open. You know what's going on. And I think in today's society, you get a lot of support from your doctor, your pediatrician. So information is widely available. And then you have, you know, people, business associates, colleagues, clients, you know, who are all very supportive. So I think in today's environment, having children, it's much easier because there is much more support for, you know, for both parents. You know, sometimes you see a lot of fathers taking maternity leave as well. So and are there to help during that time, because that's it's a tough time at first for the transition because you never sleep. So trying to work while you're not sleeping is not good, not a good combination. But I think that the best advice is, you know, just be prepared as much as you can be, but also be aware you are going to fail at some things, and that's okay. That's how you learn. That's how you become a better parent. And again, I know I said this earlier, but to be kind to yourself, you know, just go with the flow, take a breath, you know, take up Pilates or yoga, have some positive outlet for you and your body.
Yeah, no, and I believe all of that. It also, as someone who, you know, works full time and everything, like the thought of it can be very scary. I know I have friends who work full time as well who have become mothers. And, you know, after the maternity leave period is over, they dive right back into the 40-hour work week. And it has its challenges for sure.
But it does. And you have a lot going on in your mind. You know, it's like your hormones are still imbalanced. You know, and I remember after I went to work, I'd been home for 3 months with my son because they allowed that then. It was paid. But I remember first day I went back, I just like cried all day, just like totally cried. But it was a lot of hormones going on there. And I was still breastfeeding, so everything was all wonky. But it was tough. I mean, I still remember that day. You know, I mean, it had such a significant impact on me, but that was the hardest. But after that, it was okay. It was good.
Good. And I bet it's a good balance as well, because being a mom and all of the stress of, you know, having a newborn and everything, and then you go to work and you kind of get distracted in that sense.
You do. Yeah. You do. You dive into your work and then it's like, oh, time to go home.
Well, see, there's a positive to everything. All right. Well, finally, do you have a special message for anyone in your life now that Mother's Day is coming up?
Oh, gosh, I wish my mother was here, because I would definitely, you know, have a call out to her, and I still can. So I think if she was here, I would want to say thank you for being a great role model. And, you know, I guess the biggest lesson in life is always loving your children unconditionally. And I think that's, you know, what I would pass along is, you know what, there's many things, you know, that happen in your life that are important. But the most important thing is your family. And you should always remember you have God first and you have family, you know, and the rest is just secondary. You know, we all have great careers that we love and we work at, and that's a bonus, you know, but you always have to be true to yourself and true to your family. And I would like to take this moment to wish everybody out there a happy Mother's Day. Enjoy, be kind, and keep doing what you're doing.
I love that. I also want to wish everyone a happy Mother's Day, and especially my mom. Shout out to her. She does not speak English and will not be listening to this podcast, but I will be telling her that I gave her a shout out, and she's going to enjoy that. I sent her some flowers already because Mexican Mother's Day is always May 10th, no matter what. So I wanted to get ahead of, you know, the rush. So her flowers got delivered yesterday, and she was very excited about
that. Mexican Mother's Day, May 10th.
May 10th.
Good
to know. She always tells me that she gets two Mother's Days, because normally, you know, like the American one is always on a Sunday. So she will be celebrated tomorrow, May 10th, and also on Sunday.
Okay.
So that's awesome. Wonderful. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us, and catch us next time.
Thank you.
Don't forget to rate and review us on your preferred streaming service. Subscribe, follow us at Trosper PR on Instagram, and find us on Facebook at Trosper Public Relations. This is Vanya. Thank you for spilling the tea with us. Catch you next time.